our athlete of the week, on the phone with us this morning, Jackson Salenbein from Lenawee Christian Basketball. And good morning, Jackson. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Well, you've had a great season so far, and you've set some records. Most assists and a scoring, the most points by a Lenawee Christian player, right?
Yep.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about your season.
We are 3-4 currently, so still trying to grow. But we've got some good pieces, and we're just going to try to keep bringing guys along and keep improving game by game, because the goal is to just peak in February and March. So,
well, I tried to get your this is Jeff. I tried to get your dad to come pick you up, but he wouldn't do it. So, since you don't have school this morning, but you know, Jack's coming into this season. I know you were close. Was it Doug Gray's scoring record? Who had the assist record?
I believe it was Mike Van Etten.
Okay, all right, yeah, they had pretty good squads back then. But was that a goal of yours, you know, coming in? I mean, starting as a freshman, you've got, you know, some time put in. Were there some long-range goals when you came in that you were looking at?
Yeah, those are – I mean, I've heard Doug Gray's name for a long time. He's really respected around the county, obviously, with even his work. Just knowing that name, and that was definitely one of the goals of mine, was to reach some of these records. And then assists is one – my sister Danny got, and that's definitely been one, because it shows you can do more than just score the ball, which is important at every level of basketball.
Yeah, and it probably helped a little bit the last, you know, few years when you had a, you know, kid like Summer, and now you've got some other guys that can score that you can be able to do that with. But, you know, what's the biggest thing when you look at your career so far, the biggest improvement that you've had from when you stepped on the court, you know, as a Cougar to where you're at now?
I would say IQ and just understanding of the game. The more basketball you play, the easier it becomes, and it just slows down for you. You can make reads a lot faster on the court, so it really just makes the game easier.
So looking at, you know, the next level, you know, I know that you've been offered at Spring Arbor. Is that, you know, is that locked in, or are you still out there looking around?
No, that's locked in.
Okay.
I'm going to be a Cougar again, so.
I think it's a good fit. You know, they got a good basketball program, and I think they're probably very happy to have you coming over there. Was there some others that, you know, Danny tried to get you to go to Hillsdale at all?
A little bit. They talked to me quite a bit, but yeah, I think Spring Arbor was just a better fit. So
what was it about Spring Arbor that really kind of made you want to make that step there and do that for your next 4 years?
It being close to home is a big key. Seeing my sister go to Washington, and it was pretty tough for her to do, so that was one of the things that I wanted on my checklist. And then Coach Cunningham and Coach Stowe are really great coaches, and it just feels as close to, it's cliche, but it feels as close to home as possible.
There you go.
Well, looking at your schedule for this year, as you said, you're 3-4 on the season so far, and coming up next, you've got Whiteford, which is always tough, especially if you're playing down there at their gym. Tell us about some of the teams that you have circled on your calendar that are must-wins for you guys.
Definitely Whiteford. I don't know if they're undefeated or one loss maybe, but their size and physicality is definitely going to be tough for us to match. So I'd say that's the TCC one. We get them twice still. And then non-conference was Michigan Center and Columbia, but those were two really good Jackson schools that we wanted. So,
yeah, you're right. Whiteford is undefeated. They are 7-0 on the season. And just looking down the schedule, you've got a couple of non-conference games, Saginaw, Nouvelle, Catholic Central, and also Auburn Hills, Oakland.
Yeah, Saginaw Nouvelles, they were really good last year. We went to their place, so I think they're coming to us this year, so that should be a good one.
So looking, you know, at the end of the season, obviously the districts, how do you think your team is going to fare getting into the tournament?
I think, well, I mean, like I said, we're really young. I mean, we're playing two freshmen are in our rotation right now. We have one starting. So I think just more experience, these guys gain the more impact they're going to have on the floor, and that's just going to help by the time we get to districts and hopefully into regionals.
Well, just, you know, you're one of only two seniors, you and Dan Skrobski, and, you know, I remember your first game when you came up, you know, you were starting as a freshman, and Skrobski was a guy that nobody had heard much about, and, you know, he kind of little short numbers on that team, so he was bouncing back and forth a little bit between JV and varsity, but, you know, he's a guy that's really – you know, improved his game a lot and kind of provides you a nice 1-2 punch along with Drew Kirkendall.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard a lot of coaches through the county are like, how are they still in high school? You know, at a small school, you get opportunities to play at young age, so it feels like you're in high school forever, and that's just experience that you can't take for granted, and that's really helpful.
Well, you know, you talked a little about, you know, about, you know, your sisters, you know, with Danny had a great career at Hillsdale, and then, you know, Bree having, you know, trip out to Washington, out to Gonzaga, but then, you know, having her knee injuries again. But, you know, I've talked to your dad recently about, you know, her being in Ball State, being close. That's got to be nice for, you know, you and the family to be able to get to see Bree a little bit and see her play and be close by. And as you said, that was kind of a part of an important decision for you as well, choosing your college.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a lot nicer having her close to home, and she's just able to, you know, come home on the holidays, and it's not as much of a hassle, obviously, so that's been really awesome. And I've been able to go to a lot of her games, and just seeing her play in person. I hadn't seen her play in person until this year. This is my first time in seeing her play in college. So,
well, tell us about, you know, the coaches that you've had during the course of your career at Lenawee Christian. I'm sure, you know, they have pushed you and getting you to where you are now.
Yep. Coach Summers, our head coach, and he's been here for maybe seven or 8 years, so he's just helped me a lot with understanding of offensive principles and just simple motions and staying within the flow of our offense. And then my dad, Coach Kirkendall, and Coach Holbein are assistants, and just defensive-minded people, and just helping us with rebounding and physicality. So,
yeah, it's got to be nice. I mean, having dad on the bench with you, you know, and just making sure that, you know, you've had a lot of talk with him, watching him coach your sisters and stuff, but being able to have your career and having him and his knowledge there, it's got to be really nice to have that little family dimension.
Yeah, it's been great. He keeps me in check over there.
And mom's still keeping the book, so that's making sure you're doing everything on the right spot too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I get the look sometimes. You know.
Oh, that's great. Well, again, you know, this year, you know, again, you're still young, still trying to put things together. And I think, as you said, with, you know, you got the youngsters trying to get things figured out, but you do have, you know, the at least experience with, you know, with you and Skrobski, and, you know, and Kirkendall has been a key in that as well. So what is the key to making you guys successful, and especially to have a run, you know, in the tournament play? Is it getting these young guys up to speed?
Yeah, I would say that, and then physicality. We're lacking this year, losing Seth Davis and Aiden Collins last year. Just getting used to the speed of varsity and just hitting shots. We've been a little cold lately, so just catching fire at the right time will go a long way.
So that game coming up tomorrow night with Whiteford, that will be that will tell who takes over first place in the Tri-County Conference. Whiteford 3-0, Lenawee Christian 2-0 in conference play, and Any special things you're going to throw at Whiteford tomorrow?
I'm not sure yet. We actually did not. We got the day off yesterday, so we'll find out the full game plans tonight at practice, hopefully, if the fog clears up here.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, one thing, you know, Pat just mentioned that about the Tri-County Conference. I know we got to get out of here. We're up against a break coming up. But is it nice being able to play for a conference championship? I mean, your first couple of years you weren't in the TCC, so to be able to have a, you know, a conference championship to shoot for, does that make it fun?
Yeah, it adds to rivalries, and just being able to play, get someone again. If you lose to them the first time, you get one more shot at them to get them back for the loss, so that's always nice.
Well, Jackson, we have some parting gifts here in the studio. We'll get those to you. We have a Cave towel, Cave sticker, and a certificate recognizing you as our Athlete of the Week, and we want to wish you congratulations on being our Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iad Insurance Agency, insurance made simple. And again, congratulations, and best of luck the rest of the way in your season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do.
All right. That's Jackson Salamine, our Athlete of the Week here on Inside the Cave.